You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
Give God praise for this day. It's Favorite Thursday and we are here to pray. Our theme for the season we know is trust in the Lord. So as music servants, we are supposed to trust in God. According to Psalm 37 verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him and ye shall bring it to pass. Our prayer today is centered on the benefits of trusting in God for divine favor. The benefits of trusting in God for divine favor. As music servants, we can never do without divine favor. Throughout scripture, we have seen through favor how God has used his servants to fulfill his purposes in various instances. Esther had favor, Daniel, favor, David, favor. Joseph, favor. It goes on and on and on and on. So there's no way you can experience a fulfilled ministry or fulfill your purpose on the earth as a music servant or a servant of God through music without divine favor. It is that critical. So from Psalm 23 verse 6, our main scripture today, we read, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. When we trust in the Lord, it brings help, growth, and supernatural grace. Favor is not earned, but found by those who put their confidence in God alone. So you find the condition there indicated clearly in Psalm 23 verse 6. Surely God's goodness and his mercies shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And you know from Psalm 23 verse 1, it reads that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. When we put our confidence in the Lord, where we make him our shepherd, when we make him our shepherd, his favor also compasses us round about, and we thrive as his servants through divine favor. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him and I am helped. Psalm 28 verse 7. From this scripture, we are praying today that Father in heaven, let divine help abound as I trust you for divine favor. Father in heaven, let your help abound in my life as I trust you for favor. From Psalm 28 verse 7, let's begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise for your released word from Psalm 20 verse 7. Pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord, you would let your favor abound in our lives, even as we trust
Jesus, let your favor
in you,
abound
in the name of Jesus,
as we trust in you,
as we trust in
you, Jesus, let your favor abound unto us, as we trust in you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Ayana mayandi, ayabaka bayandi, nidibi abashagada bayandi, rabaka bayandi, nanabusha bayandi, nigibi abayandi, nanabusha banana bayandi, akayanda nanabusha gada bayandi, nigibi abashatayandi, nidibi abayandi,
From God's word in Psalm 92 verse 13, it reads that those that be planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Psalm 92 verse 13. We are praying that Father in heaven, cause my life to flourish through divine favor that comes by trusting in you. We see clearly that those who flourish are the same who are planted in the house of the Lord, never moving away, never leaving God's presence, but staying with him, staying in his house, or staying in connection, relationship, not breaking away from the Lord, but staying actively relating with the Lord. During COVID, a lot of people came to realize that, okay, so serving the Lord is not all about being in the auditorium, but that's where we found the scripture that Jesus has said that the day is coming that those who worship him, the Lord will worship him in spirit and in truth, and that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Wherever you are, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Your life should be worship. Your life should constantly and totally be in relationship with the Lord, whether you are in the auditorium or not. And so here you see that they that are planted in the house of the Lord, in constant relationship, trusting in the Lord, these same shall flourish in the courts of our God. So God is not going to flourish you to go and walk out of his presence, go and do whatever you like, but right in the courts of the Lord, right still in his presence, he's going to flourish you more and more and more. For those who get carried away by some blessings, the Lord gives you one car and then you start backsliding. Before you started dating, you were so prayerful. Now you start dating and then everything just goes down. That's not what we're talking about. Lasting connection with God. You are flourishing, yet you are flourishing in the courts of our God. And so we are praying this prayer that Father in heaven, cause my life to flourish through favor that comes by trusting in you. Please let's lift up our voices and begin to pray wherever we are in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Our last prayer is from Daniel chapter 1 verse 9. And God gave Daniel favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. God gave Daniel favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. That's the one to whom Daniel and his friends had been entrusted. God gave Daniel favor before him. God will give you favor before your lecturers. He'll give you favor before your directors. Amen. Give you favor before your pastors. Amen. Give you favor before your bosses. Amen. Give you favor before the president. Amen. Give you favor everywhere you go. Amen. Why? Because you want to trust in him. You are keeping your trust in him. Some people, when they meet certain circumstances and they start moving away from God because of the fear of men, may it never be said so about us.
Amen.
That because of men, you say, as for this lecturer, he's so hard. As for this boss, he's so difficult. And because of that, we just chicken out. It must never be said so about us. As for my parents, they are so crazy. So we chicken out. As for this, my pastor, he doesn't understand anything. So we chicken out. No. When it comes to trusting in the Lord and fulfilling his purpose, through trusting in him, he releases favor wherever we are, even in prison. What are you talking about? Joseph had favor. Favor goes with you everywhere. It's not that when you get to Heathrow, then favor will leave you. No. When divine favor is with you in the village, is the favor of God that can pick a man from the Mary clan, set him amongst princes, and even make him the head among princes. The favor of God can catapult you from nothing to becoming somebody. The favor of God, that is what it can do. Esther should have been killed, but favor, divine favor spoke that now she became the ruler of the kingdom. If this person is telling the king what to do, then who is ruling the kingdom? Esther, because of the favor of God, was ruling the kingdom. Joseph was telling Pharaoh what to do. Who was ruling the kingdom now? Joseph. Pharaoh became a ceremonial head, and Joseph was now the ruler of Egypt because of divine favor. I don't know wherever you are. I don't know how many times you'll be finding excuses instead of giving your heart fully out to the work of God and serving him completely. Maybe because of money and because of what society, what people say, you've been chickening out instead of standing boldly for the Lord. Today, favor as you trust in the Lord will make a difference. And in the end, those who kept criticizing you, they will come back clapping and applauding. You will lead them to Christ and you will pray for them because of the favor of God where it will place you. So we are praying this prayer, the Father in heaven, let my trust in you draw favor from leaders and kings in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now wherever you are. It's a beautiful prayer. Lord, according to your word in Daniel chapter 1 verse 9, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray. Let our trusting in you draw divine favor from high places, leaders, kings, everywhere we are. Lord, let divine favors speak in the name of Jesus. In our marriages, Lord, in our offices, Lord, in the fields, in business, Lord, even in everywhere we go, whoever we meet, in the name of Jesus, meeting kings, meeting great people. You said, Lord, even the gifts of a man bringeth him before mere men, but brings him even before mighty. The mighty, we pray in the name of Jesus, the Lord, cause your divine favor through our gifts, Lord, to bring us before, Lord, kings, in the name of Jesus, to take us through, Lord, even corridors of power, because of divine favor, in the name of Jesus, to bring, Lord, even everything we touch, Lord, even into greatness, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Divine favor, divine favor, divine favor, divine favor, divine favor in the name of Jesus, divine favor. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, today you've heard us pray concerning divine favor. To have access to divine favor, you need a relationship with our Father in heaven, and it only comes through Christ Jesus, his beloved Son, whom was killed, but on the third day, and he was buried. On the third day, he was risen back in victory, and he paid all, or he went through all that for the sins of man. That if any man would believe in him, that he's the resurrection and the life, and would give their lives to him, any such person would have access to eternal life, according to John 3:16. And so I want you to pray this short prayer after me, believing in your heart that Jesus has the capacity to save you and give you eternal life. So please, let's pray. Lord Jesus, I give you all the praise. I thank you for your mercies upon my life. This day, I surrender my life fully to you. I believe that you are the resurrection and the life, and you have paid the dear price for my salvation. Therefore, from this day, be my King and be my Lord. Be my Savior and fill me with your Holy Spirit so that I can live a life that is pleasing to you alone. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for our fires with us in this service. Let's exalt the name of the Lord in this song. Great is our Lord God, and greatly to be praised. His mercies over us, all his works shall praise. Would you sing with me? Great is our
today's service. Please contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.